check it out.
Hello, Souls at Sundown listeners. How the heck is it hanging today? Wowee. It is a wonderful Friday. I'm just chilling in my house alone. Finley's out on a walk with Larry, just, you know, wasting some time. Really, actually not wasting time. I would say that that's an active use of time. He is using it well. When I told him that I had to record this, he was like, well, I'll just go for a walk then, because I don't know what the fuck else to do. because, yeah, it's also, like, kind of difficult to record things in this house with another person here, because if they're, like, doing stuff downstairs, we can still hear it from upstairs. So, you know, that's just a whole big mess. But hey, how are you doing today? I have a lot of songs to play for you today, so I'm just going to go ahead, get the heck right into it, you know? This first song is by Sunflower Bean, and it's called 22. And my friend Scarlett Turner was actually an extra in this video. She was in the damn thing, and I was like, wow, you're looking great. I know that girl, you know? So you should go watch the music video because it's definitely super cute and this song is very great. All right, shout out to all my 22-year-olds out there.
Independent, that's how you view yourself now that you're 22. 22, if I could do it, I would stay young for you. We could live inside a place where we'd never have to face all the people who disgrace us and make us hide our face. Busted and used, that's how you view your girl now that she's 22. 22, if I could do it, I would stay young for you. We could live inside a place where we'd never have to face all the people who just
Isn't that just a cute damn song? I mean, really, I think that has a lot going on, a lot to it, and I'm just enjoying every second of when I listen to that tune, folks. And hey, you know, do you guys remember if you listened to episode 36, this is episode 37, if you didn't freaking know, last episode I played an artist called Sweetie. And she has this bopping song out right now called Icy Girl. That's how I found out about her. And then I saw my friend the other day post another song of hers called Ban, but it's like B period, A period, N period on their Instagram story. And I was like, damn, you know, I really only listen to Icy Girl. Like, let's listen to Ban. And it's just so good. I really love her. I have a newfound love. Well, not a newfound. This has always been a love of mine, of female rappers. I remember when I was in eighth grade, we had like a dress up day in my middle school, and I dressed up as Nicki Minaj for some reason. I'm white. I don't really know why I did that, but I loved her. And I just wore a bunch of like hot pink makeup and crazy like eye makeup, and I don't even know. I probably just like poofed my hair and was like, yeah, I'm Nicki Minaj. Like, what? And everybody was probably just like, all right, Megan, you can dream. But anyways, I just love female rappers, and I think Sweetie is very great. So this is her song Ban for you all. Enjoy.
Icy. You thought you was slick, but you slipping. Almost had me thinking you was different. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. You thought you was slick, but you slippin', yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Out here wildin' with
boy, you full of shit. I don't have no time to check my wrist. Yeah, you lyin' on your dick, but it ain't big enough for this. I just left the dealership, another anthem for the whip. Yeah, pull up in your driveway, break your window with a tall enough, your bank account not long enough for this. Style is weak as fuck, your dick ain't bomb enough for you a bitch. Yeah, play the queen for a pawn, bitch. Y'all nigga, you boring. Your star bitch look up to me, now step aside, you corny. Bye.
You thought you was slick, but you slipping, yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. You thought you was slick, but you slipping, yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Out here wildin' with my niggas.
Ran off for the jump off. Find a bridge and go jump with her. Sam Jackson, you took a L, got no juice. That's Pulp Fiction. I been in my bag. I got LVs on my tags. Got your role models in my phone and they all wanna smash. Ever since I cut you off, my skin glowin' like Rihanna's. I been all about them commas. Should've listened to my mama. Looking like I'm selling, yeah. Pull up with that Donda. My new nigga bring me powder. Not that gossip or that drama.
You thought you was slick, but you slipping, yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. You thought you was slick, but you slipping, yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas.
To me. So math for second guessing intuition, I see. I gave you hella chances, I was tripping. Not a real one, cause real niggas never fibbing. Clown ass nigga, don't include me in your mission. Got some big plans, you no longer in that vision. You need to take a good look at what you're missing. Ever since I left your dumb ass, I've been winning.
You thought you was slick, but you slipping, yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. You thought you was slick, but you slipping, yeah, yeah. Almost had me thinking you was different, yeah, yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Yeah. Now I'm out here wildin' with my niggas. Out here wildin' with my niggas.
I see.
That song is very hype, very amazing, and I just love her so dearly. But now I'm going to drastically change the tone on you so that I can preface this story that I'm going to tell you after this song about my mom with a song by Norah Jones. This song is called Carry On, And I just love it so much. And I am surprised as a Norah Jones stan. I've been listening to her like for years because my mom put me onto her. I'm surprised I just never even heard this. I don't know how I hadn't. But I basically was just watching Love on Netflix the other day. And they have an amazing, amazing season 3. Let me tell you, I'm almost done with it. So don't send me any spoilers if you're watching too. But I love that show. And they have a really good soundtrack this season, like way better than any other season, I feel like. And when I heard the song come on, I was like, yo, this sounds exactly like Norah Jones. I bet it's her. Let me Shazam it. And it was. So shout out to Love for using an incredible tune. So this is Carry On by Norah Jones, folks. Enjoy.
And after all's been said and done, who said it best? Were you the one? Let's just forget, leave it behind, and carry on. If you should find the time to speak, then speak to me. I'd never keep you from your final destiny. So carry on. So carry on.
Jones is a true queen. She is so good, so bluesy, such an amazing, unique voice. I cherish her. She's great. And now that we've prefaced the story I'm about to tell with a little Norah Jones, shout out to my mom for putting me onto her. I'm going to tell you a little story about my mom, because maybe some of you know this, but I don't really know if many of you keep up with my mom. But her Instagram is at Zero Waste Zen. So she basically is like a zero waster, a zero waste woman. She doesn't let any like trash really come into her house that she can't reuse or recycle or turn into, you know, something else. So she basically was like cleaning up a beach the other day, right? And she saw this blue heron that had an arrow shot like directly through it, but it was still alive. And it was just bopping around, and she was like, what the hell? And it just came to her. So she was like, this is my mission, to save this bird. And she just texted me the sweetest thing, and I'll just read it to you guys. So she said, this heron was shot with an arrow. The first thing I remembered, Meg, was when you never gave up on that little sparrow that Tika bit. I didn't give up. I stayed with this enormous bird with an 8-inch wingspan for over 7 hours until help arrived. It is a long story that you can follow on my Instagram, but here he is resting post-op. Turns out his surgeon is also a zero waster, and we are connected on IG. Thanks for teaching me early, Meg, really. I sat down with him, thought of you and that little sparrow, canceled my day, and got on the phone. His name is His Majesty. So she's basically referring to this one time when I was in fifth grade when I was walking my dog Tika before school, and we got back to the garage and we're just like walking back to the house, and there was this little tiny bird that was just like bopping in front of the garage door. And I was, you know, 10 at the time. So I just thought that Tika would like sniff it or something. I don't know. So I was just letting her meet it. And then she just took a big chomp and just like ate him. And I screamed and I like ripped the bird out of her mouth. And it was like kind of wheezing in my hands. And I was so mortified. I just ran inside to my mom and I was like, Mom, we have to go to the animal hospital before school. It is so important. Like, look at this bird. Look what Tika did. And I just remember going to the animal hospital and them looking at me and just being like, I'm so sorry. Like, thank you so much for bringing in this bird, but we won't be able to save it because your dog punctured its lung and they just couldn't repair it. And I was so let down and I still had to go to school. But yeah, that's the story my mom is referencing. She just said that she thought of me and wanted to save the bird because it just showed up for her, you know? And I just think that's so interesting that basically she called an animal hospital and the person who was going to help her with this bird already followed her on Instagram and was also part of the zero waste lifestyle and was so down to help. And yeah, so the other person is called Go.0.ATL. And they shared like photos of the heron and the arrow that they pulled out of it. And the caption was, "What an incredibly small world. Yesterday, I saw Zero Waste Sen's post about His Majesty, the great blue heron she encountered on her river cleanup day that had been shot by an arrow. Later in the day, my office got a call from a local wildlife group asking if we could surgically remove an arrow from a heron. Of course, I was up for the challenge. We got lucky and the arrow was apparently embedded between the ribs and had not reached any internal organs. It was surgically removed along with a pellet in the shoulder region. He recovered well from anesthesia and is resting in our hospital, chilling with some parrots and rabbits in the hospital ward, probably wondering what strange planet he landed on. I don't know what compels people to injure animals this way, but I have learned from the outpouring of love and support for this little guy that our collective power to do good may just win out in the end. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks to all the eco warriors, especially Zero Waste Zen, that fought for this little guy and worked so hard to get him to us for surgery. He's got a long recovery ahead, but he's got a huge support network standing by." And I just thought that was the most precious story. Like, what the hell? My mom is so cute. That person is so great for helping and removing that arrow. And I'm so happy that the little guy survived. Wow. So I just wanted to share that story to you guys and just, you know, let you know that if you see an injured animal or an injured person, that maybe you could be the one to help instead of, I don't know, walking away and expecting somebody else to deal with it, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of things that you could do. But I think the better option always is to do good. So shout out to my mom for that wonderful story and everybody who helped her in the process of getting His Majesty back on his feet, okay? But to transition from that cute-ass story, I'm now going to play you a song by an interesting artist name here. It's by the artist Party Nails, and the song is called So Broke. And I saw somebody share this on their Instagram story, so, you know, that's how I find most of the tunes. And this one is a good one, so enjoy.
Give me everything that I ever want. Give me everything that I ever need. One day I'm ignore me.
Good tune. But guys, I just made a groundbreaking revelation that I had no idea even was a thing. Okay, I'm about to play a couple of songs off of Porch's new album, and I just looked up Porch's to make sure that I had some facts straight about them. And I basically just found out that Frankie Cosmos is in Porch's, the band. Like, what the fuck? I didn't know that she was in that. I love Frankie Cosmos. I've played her on this show before, you know, as her separate music, you know, as her lone self. And I just had no idea, dude. So that's very interesting to me. Who freaking knew? Well, at least it says associated artists. Frankie Cosmos. So that means she either was in the band or she currently is in the band. Like I said, who freaking knew? Obviously I didn't. So maybe I don't have all of the facts straight, but that just kind of blew my mind and I just made the connection. So yeah. Anyways, Porches is a real great band and they have a new album out right now and it is so fire. And I'm going to play you three songs from it right now. And what I like about Porches is they're very simple, but they're also very, I don't know, it's kind of like indie synth sounding. It's very funky at times while being, you know, simple and sweet and just great sounding. But all of their songs are like one word. And so I'm going to play you Glow, Mood, and Car. And yeah, so those are the tunes that I picked today for you, and I hope you enjoy them.
I want you to know that I was right.
Thank you.
Oh, they're so good. This is like my love for Peach Pit, you know, maybe not as high as my love for Peach Pit, but Porches is, they're up there, man. They're getting real fucking good with this new album. I mean, I had heard a couple songs from them beforehand, but I love this new project so much. You guys should definitely go and check it out. Have I even said the goddamn name? No, I haven't. Their album that just came out is called The House. And then the songs that I just played, the three songs off of, are actually from their album Pool that came out in 2016. So I probably misspoke there. Got my timeline a little frigged up. But honestly, all of their music is bomb. You should just go and listen to them if you haven't been put on yet, okay? And now I would like to discuss freaking Peach Pit again, because I think that they're just bomb as fuck. And I want you guys to let me know via Twitter or wherever you want to tell me if I should do like kind of a boy band episode where I play my fave boy bands, because I have a lot of them, you know? And I think that because in the past I've dedicated, obviously, most of my episodes to women music, I should dedicate an entire episode to male music, you know? And I think that's a pretty good dang idea. So if you would like that to be the next episode of Souls at Sundown, let me know and send in, you know, some submissions of boy bands I should check out, because I'm always looking for new tunes, man. But now I'm going to play another fave band of mine. They're not an all-boy band, but they're great. And their name is Wildchild. I have played their new album's songs, probably not last episode, but maybe the episode before it. I don't really exactly remember, but they have a new album out right now called Expectations. And it is so amazing. And I'm seeing them next month, at the end of the month in Portland. So you guys should freaking come if you like Wildchild too, because I would love to meet you. But they have this live session that my friend Mia posted on her story the other day, like her listening to it. And I was like, dude, I haven't seen this one. And I feel like I've seen every Wildchild live session because that's how obsessed with them I am. But she sent it to me and it basically was at On Air Streaming. So they go inside of an Airstream and they perform in there. And they performed the song Victim to Charm, and it is so good. I had to download it and share it with you guys today, but you can watch the session on YouTube. Okay, anyways, enjoy. This is Victim to Charm by Wildchild.
Don't be alone, as I trace the freckles on your porcelain arms. Did you ever think you'd be a victim to charm, so cheap and untrue?
And how did you think you'd get off? Pass me with a smile while you're walking your dog. And now I can't sleep, cause I know that you're gone, and you know what you do. I swore it was done when you walked out. pack up these jazz things outside my home. Forget what you did, 'cause I know that you're gone, not the same as before.
Wow, Wild Child seriously has the most beautiful range of voices. I love them so, so dearly. But I just wanted to quickly say that I'm going to get into a little R&B slash rap patch here of like three songs. The first one I'm going to play for you guys is a song called After Blunts by Shy Lennox. And my friend Sasha put this on her story, and it's just so good. It starts off as kind of, you know, those like really chill step kind of sounding songs. It starts off sounding like that, but then he comes in all singing and shit, and it's very great. And then I'm going to follow it up with a song by Still Woozy called Goodie Bag. And then after that, I'm going to play this rap song called Weak by Floda, and that's spelled F-L-O-D-A. So yeah, these are some good ass tunes, and I hope you enjoy them. Okay, this is kind of a change of pace from the more indie sounding track we just listened to. That Victim to Charm song by Wild Child is off of their Runaround album, I believe, by the way. If you want to look it up, all of their music is great. Okay, let's get into the R&B and rap tunes now, people.
With your tone, like,
oh, they think about you.
let you leave, but I'm starting to see. You know I wanna be above everything, but I'm just not there yet.
Waste it. Potential.
This is a side on exclusive.
Side exclusive. Yeah.
I can hardly speak. I lose all control. If something takes over me, weak in the knees. I can hardly speak. I lose all control.
Put a little elbow grease in my time. My crib got a centerpiece of my wife. More props been crediting with my line. Light so eloquent with them rhymes. Young man way less vulgar. My vernacular is everywhere. You can say it's broken. Yeah, my flavor coast to coast is often stolen. You can even say the sauce is global. I don't need you, homie. I don't need no homies. That lie on my name, you can leave me lonely. I'm a dream chaser, nigga. You ain't seen this rolling. You niggas fresh out the dryer. I can see you folding that. Eat too close. That beat's supposed to loop. Interstellar Beastie Boys with hooks. My list. This levels cross a mountain boost. Peanut butter trays when I was booked. Ain't easy with the pain that I was living. Niggas don't leave focused on some booth. See that game that I'm forever, ever spilling. Niggas had to clean the whole booth, but move on out them. Wait for albums, what move come out them? It's gon' last for hours, y'all used to out them. Jam surround sound and move around them. Nothing new about them. Y'all neglect the talent, then accept the habits. Really lack morals and sense. My team had reflected absence. We all went ghosts from those who wasn't really trying to win. And that's dead the truth. Y'all lack, therefore I stop you before you can even begin. And watch that as that. And what's done is done. Some niggas never really buy you when you're reaching the end. And that's why they get
weak in the knees. I can hardly speak. I lose all control. And something takes over.
New money, baby.
Weak in the knees. I can hardly speak. I lose all control.
What else? What else?
What else?
New pussy, baby.
Weak in the knees. I can hardly speak. I lose all control.
You can keep the youth. If you niggas want problems, I can speak to you. I'm the bomb, no. I defeat the fuse. Perfect one, no. See, they quick to shoot. I'm on papers. I don't even need that pressure. Like flow, be the bigger man, bro, be better, but I ain't. I don't even know these niggas. When I was locked up, shit, I started quoting scriptures. Fool size my family, so I cleared it on them. Riding with me, then I did it for them. House arrest, I'm thinking, so I slid with boredom. Y'all don't know my meaning, I don't feel you mortals. I'm a godly peasant. I smite, I wipe, and anything trying to block me. I go for body shots. I size, I fight. Niggas had a nerd to say that I'm cocky, but bitch, I'm real and that shit be nothing less. So I keep throwing beats, y'all got nothing left. I'm on 100, any motherfucker can run it. So when your ass eating concrete, don't ask for help. It's the age of the old soul, go glow. I get paid rapping at home, go flow. And I bring my life a whole show, GoPro. Switch lanes in my two seat, your photo. Can't keep up my juice. Coming sealed in a crystal beaker. In the room face to face and you hoes won't speak up. We are not one the same, we are not no equals. I'm far from secret, I'm a lot more lethal and a lot more deadly. This might hear my weapon, every track get messy. And I'm far from friendly, I'm a lot less peaceful. So a thirst show vengeance, I supply your refill, nigga.
Weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control. If something takes over me, weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control. If something takes over me, weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control.
Okay, guys, I want to, just bring up a quick question really quickly. I don't want to get into too heavy of a debate or anything because I would just be debating myself, and I know where I stand on this, but I was thinking about this because I just saw some shit on Twitter. Like the rapper, whatever, XXXTentacion, I don't even fucking know his name or how to say it or whatever because I don't listen to him or support him. But I know that he literally like beat a pregnant woman and did so much like terrible shit. And I saw a girl that I'm friends with being like, yo, I know he's such a shitty person, but like his new album's really good. And it just kind of irked me because I'm like, you can't justify somebody being a terrible person just because their music is good. You know, like if somebody does some really fucked up shit, just stop supporting them. Just stop supporting shitty people. You know, like they don't deserve to have a fan base. If they're a really fucked up person, they should be in jail. And the only reason that they're not is because they're famous and have people like you listening to their shit, you know? And I'm not trying to come at this girl because I know that she's obviously not the only one who does this. That's why I want to bring up this question, which is art separate from the artist? In my opinion, no. I believe art to be an extension of that person. When I create something, I believe it's an extension of myself, and I would only ever put out stuff that I believe is good and of good quality, you know? And some people are just shitty individuals, and so you just shouldn't support their shitty work, even if you're like, you know, this isn't shitty, this is good, but like, I don't care if he beat a pregnant woman, like his shit bops, you know, like fuck off, okay? That is so terrible. And I have stopped supporting so many artists over the years after learning what they do behind the scenes, you know, like if somebody treats their people who work for them on tour like shitty people, then I stop supporting them and I'm not going to keep repping their shit because they don't deserve to have me repping their shit and putting them on more. And that's a big reason I don't support artists like Kanye West too, because like he just treats people like dirt and thinks of himself so highly to the point where it concerns me. And I'm like, what the hell? Like maybe you're talented. Yeah, but you don't need to treat yourself like a king and everybody else like they're peasants, you know? Like it's just, there are so many good artists out there that you can support. It frustrates me so hard that there are like shitty people just being supported and people being like, oh, listen, I know that he did some shitty things, but I think we should just push that aside and like really just listen to the music. Like, fuck off, you know? It just infuriates me. So I want to know on Twitter or wherever you want to comment or let me know your opinion on if you think art is separate from the artist. Because yeah, I don't know. This also brings up, you know, the situation with Tyler, the Creator too, because I did support Tyler for a long period of time. And this is me owning up to my shit, which I think everybody should do if they have a person that they support or supported, and they think of them as kind of shitty. Because I know in earlier years through listening to Tyler's music that he is just so offensive and like, just used the F word to describe gay people so many times and was just super fucking like just didn't care in the way that other people were offended by what he was saying. He was like, it's just words, blah, blah, blah. But like if what you're saying is hurting somebody, then you have to at least acknowledge that you're hurting somebody, you know, and you can't just be like, oh, it's just words, man. And then in his most recent album, he comes out as gay and you're just like, what? Okay. I guess I can take that as you are overcompensating by using gay hate rhetoric in your earlier years because you were insecure, you know? And that's just something that I'm going to assume and draw about him as a person, because like what other logical explanation could there be if years later you come out as gay after you've been calling people like incredibly offensive words your entire life, you know? And when all of like the kind of backlash came to him for being so kind of mindless with his word choice, he was just like, he used the excuse like, I have gay friends, you know, like how can I be homophobic if I have gay friends? But like, that's not a good excuse, dude. Like if people are gonna hear that and be like, what, you know? So I don't really, you know, support Tyler the Creator anymore. I can say, yeah, he's talented, but do I think that he's not a shitty person? I don't know that. I don't know him as a person, you know? But I can, you know, speak on just shit that he's said into the public and be like, you know, a normal, sane human being wouldn't like, you know, spew that kind of hate rhetoric and then not take any responsibility for it, even down the line. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's an interesting conversation to bring up with people because, like I said, there are so many people who do this, and I'm just trying to own up to my shit right now. And I can say that any other motherfucker who I know is problematic through, like, you know, hearing from people who have worked with them or for them, or, you know, people who have taken other people on tour that are shitty, that means they are a shitty person. People don't associate with shitty people unless they are shitty, because if they weren't, they would just take a step back and be like, yo, I'm not going to support that person anymore. just like any other individual would if they're making conscious decisions. And it's just like, why can't everybody do that? I don't understand. I literally, like, I just don't get it. And yeah, so I think that all just kind of tumbles down the line to the question of, do you think art is separate from the artist? Because if you do believe that art is separate from the artist, I can understand why people, you know, still support the art while not supporting the artist. But I can understand it, although I don't resonate with that, you know, like that's not how I think. But man, I just want to hear what you guys have to say. So let me know your opinions on all that jazz, wherever you want to comment in. I mean, you can message me on Instagram, or you can freaking comment on this podcast, or tweet me. I don't really know. Just want to hear opinions, man. Oh, sorry, I burped. Okay, on this note, though, I'm going to play an artist called Andy Schauf, S-H-A-U-F, and this song is called Quite Like You, and it's very pretty. And then I'm going to follow it up after I play this with a song by Little Dragon, who I love. They are such a talented band. This song is called Best Friends, and I think it is my new favorite song by them. I don't know why I just found out about it, but it is freaking bomb, okay? Enjoy.
She's standing in the corner, staring at the floor. I wonder what the hell he did this time. Normally I wouldn't care, be so bold. Tonight I think I'll ask her what is wrong. She seems a bit embarrassed, and I understand. I say I wish that you were having a good time. She says, you know, I've never really met someone like you. You know, I've never really met someone like you.
We were so young, it was bad.
those were some good-ass tunes, people. Wow, I hope you enjoyed those. And really quickly, I know that I just went on and on there about, you know, talking about is art separate from the artist, and I made my points. But I want you guys to know that if I ever am, you know, on SoundCloud or iTunes on this podcast, putting an artist on that you know is a shitty person, let me know. Call me out, okay? Tweet me and be like, yo, don't fucking support that person. Don't play their music. Like, they don't reflect good values. just call me out and let me know, because I never want to do that. I never want to, like, you know, share other people's tunes and talk them up like they're so great and talented when they're actually not, because that's just a lie, you know? And I'm not a liar, okay? But I am going to put you on to some other really good tunes here. My friend John Vincent III, he really likes this band called The Districts. And I will be honest with you guys, this is just my first time hearing their tunes. And this song is called Lila, which is a beautiful name. I think Lila is so stunning. You know, I would like name my child that 100%. Maybe I will. Wow, I'm like getting some concepts in my head. Because when I used to fantasize about kids, I would always be like, oh, I'm going to name my daughters Luna and Lucy. But like at the same time, I think when I get older and do have kids, I'm not going to like those names anymore, because I've been fantasizing about them for so long that they'll just lose their spark. But Lila is pretty, okay? but anyways, I'm going to play you guys Lila by The Districts, and then I'm going to follow it up with this song by Trash Panda. Funny name there. Let me know if they're actually trash. Ba-da-tsh. This is my first time ever hearing these people's music. This song that I'm going to play by them is called Aging Out of the 20th Century. And I just think it's a very interesting name and also just a very interesting song. And I just love some kind of indie rock kind of sounding tunes. And that's what these are, I will say. And then I'm just going to get into some other stuff, okay? So buckle up if you're in the car, or if you're not, just buckle up for the wild ride. All right, enjoy.
Good morning, Lila. Flowers bloomed months ago, and now the branches hang with autumn's fire. And I wake each morning to feel this ground's gone frozen beneath me, to dream away these months till you've gone.
Yeah. of a small thing. Still, how many botched relations, how many ship vacations does it take to separate an old man from a young?
Last song was a lot more mellow than I had originally anticipated. When I first listened to it, I thought it was a lot more rock sounding, but it was so good. It just really mellowed me out, you know, bros? Just like feeling that vibe in here, if you know what I mean. Oh, I hate myself. Just kidding. I actually don't hate myself. I don't know why I spew that kind of self-hate rhetoric from time to time when I feel uncomfortable, but I just think I'm silly. That's just all I'm trying to say, okay? And when I talk like that, I just laugh at myself, not hate myself, all right? All right, moving on. I have a couple more tunes to play for you guys today, and they're all kind of is the key word there, in the same realm of music. So that's why I'm packing so many tunes together and just doing breakups of me talking. So I'm going to play you three songs right now. First being a song called Warned You by Good Morning, or it's by Warned You and called Good Morning. Honestly, I don't know. Then I'm going to follow it up with a song by Van Hunt called I Love You Madly. And then to top off the three song play, we are going to play, oh wow, there, that was my radio announcer voice right there. We're gonna play a Martin Luke Brown song called Grit Your Teeth. Dodie Clark on YouTube put me onto the song actually. She just posted it on her Instagram story the other day and I was like, all right, I will be listening to that, you know, cause I like Dodie's music, so I trust her taste and it is very good. So let me know how you like these three songs, all right? And just tune on in, all right? Don't go anywhere. I'm watching you.
Hey. she goes unnoticed again, unnoticed by the finest of men. But I think she's a hidden treasure. I can't help but feel sorry for them. Waiting for Miss America to come and lay her crown on their shoulders when there's another. She's so understated, so underrated. Ooh. I love you madly. I'm not ashamed to say it. And if you ask me to, I would gladly tell the world about you, baby. No one has ever loved her for the reasons she would choose to be loved. The things she's done for male attention has only drawn the weakest ones. Sex fiends and homecoming kings who only love the girls in the magazines. When there's another, she's so understated, so underrated.
Stay when you fall. Yeah, give me your, give me your, give me your all.
Hold on tight, it's a long, long night. If you wanna get to where you wanna go, so get your teeth, I could be on your knees. Look at yes, I won't give up. don't have to be alone, never alone. I know how it feels, trying to be whole when you're still trying to heal. I know, yeah, I know how it feels. So give me your, I'll run when you run and I'll stay when you fall. Yeah, give me your. Still trying to heal. I know, yeah, I know how it feels. So give me your all. I'll run when you run and I'll stay when you fall. Yeah, give me your all.
Falsetto is fucking crazy. Am I right? Oh, wow. I just listened to that through and I was just like, wow. I was just so overwhelmed, but like in a good way, you know? Very jazzy tune, just really pumps you up. So I hope you liked that three back-to-back tunes there. Nobody told me, by the way, let me remind you to let me know if you like when I play a lot of music and then talk little, or if you like me to expand on topics more, or just you don't really care. I need opinions, all right? Because I don't know really how you guys like how I format this show. I mean, if you like how I do it now, just let me know. But if you're like, hey, I wish you would talk about topics more, you know, do more in-depth analyses. Analyses? Is that the word for plural analysis? I don't fucking know, man. But yeah, just please let me know about that because I just need opinions on the show, man. Reviews, honest feedback. You know, I'm always looking for that shit in my life. Just to see if you guys are digging it, because if I'm putting it out there, I need to know if it's dug. And if it's not dug, then I can switch it up, man. But yeah, I like to do like kind of packing it in and then shorter spews of talking because I feel like, you know, we're all here for the tunes. At least I'm here for the tunes. I mean, I spend a lot of time on these playlists, man. So I like to focus heavy on that and then just kind of fade into mini convos with myself. But you're listening on the other line every now and again. but okay, for the last song before I leave you guys off, I'm going to play this song by Morgan Saint. And I've played her on the podcast before. I actually originally found out about her music through her like management company. They messaged me and they were like, yo, we would love for her to be on Pizza Talk with you, you know, talk about her music a little bit. And I was just like, honestly, man, no, in the nicest way possible, because I don't know her personally. And I like to have people on Pizza Talk who are my friends and I trust their advice and their opinions. And I want them to be there rather than somebody asking me to have them be there, you know? And either way, her music is fucking great, so that's why I like to play it. And every time I hear like a new song of hers or see somebody post a song of hers on their story or something, I just like think back to that and I'm like, man, like what if I had her on Pizza Talk? Like that would be kind of a trip, because I guess I didn't really know Wild Child and I had them on the show, you know, but I did know of their music. I guess it was more just like I didn't know of her, so I didn't want to like fake that I did know of her and, you know, share her with you guys if I was unsure. But I am sure of one thing, and it is she is talented, okay? So I'm going to play you this song by her called Just Friends to close out the podcast. But this all being said, this might seem like a random tangent to quickly go on, but I just want to remind you guys, don't take Xanax, okay? Just don't. I recently, this week, lost a friend to an overdose, and I don't want to go too in-depth of it because it's very heartbreaking and she's just gone too soon, but just don't fuck with Xanax, okay? And if anybody in your life fucks with Xanax, try to get them off of it because, like, that shit is no good, and there is a lot of shit cut into it these days. I've never done that shit. I don't trust that shit. I don't support it in any way, shape, or form. There's so much bullshit mixed into drugs nowadays. It is so terrifying to me. And I care about you guys. And I want you to be safe and not be gone too soon. Okay? And that is the note that I'm going to leave you on. I know it's kind of sad, but I just want you to think about that. All right? Just like, drug use is a crazy thing. And like I said, nobody deserves to be gone too soon. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. And here we have Just Friends by Morgan Saint. Okay? Enjoy. Bye.
You promise me.
Say what you need to say. Make me feel some type of